It started with small things like her setting up casual meetups without me. Okay, I feel stuck. I don't want to come across as possessive or paranoid, but I also can't ignore how hurt I am.
To do those things is a bit of a red flag. Yeah. You cannot tell your friends they can and cannot make new friends.
I'm thinking about the friends. I'm like, is no one not finding this weird in the friendship circle?
I don't think anything should be tearing you apart.
This is how it looks. It may not be like that, but this is how it looks and this is how it's making me feel.
I'm gonna steal your friends, ha ha ha.
Your friendship dynamic is one of eggshells, tiptoeing and avoidance. No, Samba, because it doesn't make sense. Hi and welcome to Unfriended, where we have candid conversations about friendship breakups within female friendships. I'm your host, Miss Daisy, and today's episode is dedicated to answering one of your dilemmas. I have Samba here with me today as your co-host, so let's get straight into this dilemma. So, this one's an interesting one. I was a bit like, okay. So, hi, I have a dilemma. I never thought I'd find myself in this situation, but currently I'm torn between confronting a friend I've known for years and I'm wondering if I'm being overly sensitive. It all started a few months ago when I introduced my friend, let's call her Mel.
Okay, Mel.
Short for Melanie, yeah? Mel, to my other friends. At first, everything seemed great. They all got along well and I was happy to see everyone getting along. But lately, things have taken a turn and I can't shake this growing feeling of unease. Mel has always been outgoing and social, which I admire about her, but now it feels like she's trying to wedge herself between me and my other friends. It started with small things like her setting up casual meetups without me. Okay.
Without her?
Yeah, without her. Sorry.
No, wait, with her friends, without her. Okay, maybe there's a reason for it. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Like, there might be a good reason.
That's weird, though, because they're her friends. How are you going to set up meetups with her friends without her?
No, but like, let's just say, like, for example, you know, one of your friends that I met at your wedding, and them and I live, like, in the same part of London, and obviously you live a bit further away, and we just so happen to see each other and we go for a coffee.
Okay, all right.
So do you see what I mean? That could happen. So I don't want to jump the gun. I want to hear the rest of the dilemma first.
Going back to the dilemma, I didn't think much of it at first. Maybe I was just busy that day, or maybe it was just a spur of the moment thing. But then the meetups started happening more frequently and I wasn't invited to any of them.
Okay.
Still now, think it's a coincidence?
No. Okay. I hope it doesn't get worse.
Yeah, I really don't. The final straw came when another friend mentioned that Mel was organising a spa day. It sounded amazing.
Don't tell me they didn't invite her.
Please, I'm begging. It sounded amazing. Just the kind of thing I would love to do with them. But then my friend dropped the bombshell. I wasn't invited.
What?
I'm really not understanding these friends. How are you going to invite? Okay, think about it.
Okay, but before the invitation was even finished, it'd be like, oh, fantastic. You know, the person who wrote in the dilemma, let's just call her Yvette.
Yvette.
So
his name.
I know. I'm thinking baby boy.
Yeah, go on. Okay, go on. Yvette, yeah?
So let's just say Yvette, like, I'm just trying to think, like, let's just say...
Oh. No, Samba, because it doesn't make sense.
I know, but I'm just... I don't know. Let's just say Yvette doesn't like spas, but they all like spas and she's the only one who doesn't like spas. Maybe I could get that scenario. But before we even get to a point where we're doing an activity with a friend that basically connected us, I would say, oh, Yvette doesn't like that. Let's do something else.
That's
before
true.
Before she even finishes saying, I want to organize a spa day, I would say, Yvette doesn't like that. Before I run and tell Yvette that Mel, that's the friend's name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That Mel has organized a whole spa thing, knowing that she must know that you don't like them.
No,
and the fact that she's also not invited you, that's wild to me. So...
anyway, let's finish this dilemma, then we'll break it down. Okay, so we're at the point where the friends told her she's not invited.
She's not aware. Or we're not sure exactly. Maybe Mel was going to invite her when they meet in person.
Okay.
I'm still giving the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay.
Right. But then my friend dropped the bombshell. I wasn't invited. Mel had planned it with the others behind my back. without even mentioning it to me. It stung, especially because I was the one who introduced her to everyone in the first place. How could she exclude me like that? Now I'm left wondering what to do. Part of me wants to confront Mel to ask her why is she doing this? How could she be so inconsiderate? But another part of me is afraid that if I bring it up, it will only make things worse. What if she denies it or turns it around on me? But I don't see how she'd be able to turn it around on you. But okay.
I mean, the fact that that's even a fear factor for you or a thought process tells me there might be an underlying issue.
There's something going on in that friendship. Yeah. I'm also tempted to talk to my other friends about it. Yes, you should.
Yeah.
To see if they've noticed what's been going on or if they're just going along with Mel without realizing how it's affecting me. I feel stuck. I don't want to come across as possessive or paranoid, but I also can't ignore how hurt I am. Should I confront Mel directly or should I speak to my other friends first to get their perspective? Or maybe I should just keep quiet and hope things will go back to normal on their own. There's no going back to normal.
There's no going back to
especially without a conversation, there's no going back to
the
normal.
The audacity of Mel has even got my baby kicking
really?
Me.
Really? Baby's like, no.
If you see it on the camera. It's actually, it could be two things, right?
Oh, let me just read the last bit.
Okay.
Sorry, it really is. I don't know what the right answer is and it's tearing me apart. So I just wanted to make sure I read her letter in its entirety.
I don't think anything should be tearing you apart. There's two paths, in my opinion, that this could go down. Path number one is Mel was never your friend and she's always been jealous of you. Ooh. I know we don't like to say...
Very strong.
I know we don't like to call things out, but sometimes the big green-eyed monster has been there all along. Like, sometimes you'll have friends that you thought were your day one and you hear so many stories of betrayals, friends going behind your back, like all of this kind of stuff. The reason why I say that she might be jealous is because it seems like you've got a good set of friends and you have enough friends to do a lot of activities with. The fact that she doesn't have a group of friends outside of you and outside of the friends you've introduced her to do those things is a bit of a red flag that she's now trying to infiltrate your friendship circle and exclude you from it. So maybe there's a hint of jealousy there that she's like, I want to be in this inner circle. I want to be that person that has a cool group of friends that I can do stuff with. And why did you get to have that? And why do you have that? I want some of that as well. So maybe that jealousy is inadvertently making her exclude you because maybe she doesn't even realize she's doing it, but she's always wanted that kind of thing. The other thing it could be, so that's my first path.
Okay, so not to make you lose your train of thought, but is it jealousy or maybe this person just has no self-awareness that, you know, there's like an unwritten rule or code that, like, for example, like, you know, your wedding.
Yeah.
It was a destination wedding. I made friends with one of your friends, right?
Yeah.
But I would feel, even I just felt like, okay, you know what? I can't really pursue this friendship outside of Sam, but like...
But why? That's a question I would ask. Because I think it's a beautiful thing knowing that I have beautiful friend A and beautiful friend B. And that if we're ever in a setting... that they gel to the point where friend A and friend B want to hang out. Once you guys don't do it in a way where I feel completely left out, okay. I think it's good to share again your community. Also, I don't think we own people, right? You know, if this was a relationship, let's just say you're dating a guy and he says to you, I don't want you to hang around with this person. It's a bit possessive. So once you're hanging around with other people in a respectful manner that doesn't disrespect your relationship and that doesn't make your partner feel excluded, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. The same thing should apply in a platonic relationship. You cannot tell your friends they can and cannot make new friends. Or if you introduce people, unless you set that boundary or that expectation in advance, your friends do not know that you don't want them to be friends with each
other. That's true. That's true. And maybe I think you made a good point about, look, it's all good, but if you're starting to do things like purposefully leave me out,
So that's
then
why
it becomes an issue.
So that's why I say path one is that she's doing it with malice because she's jealous of the friendship circles that you have. The second path is that she genuinely doesn't have friends, so there'll be times where maybe you're busy and you're doing other things, and because of the people that you've introduced her to, she's like, oh, they're just as cool as Yvette.
I'm thinking maybe she does have friends, but maybe her circle of friends don't compare to what Mel has. Does that make sense? Like, for example, I know you've got like a group of friends. Somebody from the outside can look at that and think like, okay, even though I've got friends and stuff like that, I want what they have. Because maybe the group of friends, maybe it's not like, maybe it's like working professionals and you all elevate each other and inspire each other. Maybe the other friendship group that you've got back at home ain't, they're not on that tip. So maybe she's trying to, I don't know, maybe Mel's like networking and maybe she's trying to say, look, I want to establish friendships with them without having to go through you. But I'm like, have a conversation first.
Yeah, just say, oh, do you mind? Or at least like give a heads up, like I'm organizing a spa day. Maybe the reason why she hasn't invited you is that she hasn't had time. Say, oh, I already spoke to the other girls. I hope you don't mind, but obviously I'm going to invite you. Or if she wasn't planning on inviting you, I've organized a spa day, but I know you don't like spa, so that's why I didn't invite you. I hope you don't mind, like I really like your friends and I'd love to hang out with them more. Like there's a way you do things, but when you don't have a conversation, when you don't communicate your intentions can be misconstrued as being malicious or sneaky or conniving or like a bit like going under the table. Like,
yeah, and you know what's making me think, yeah, I'm thinking about the friends. I'm like, is no one not finding this weird in the friendship circle? Because naturally the question would be like, Yvette, is that what we call her? Yvette from Baby Boy. Naturally would be like, yeah, but what about Yvette? Yvette is the point of reference.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering why that no one, or maybe they are questioning it and she's just like, no, Yvette doesn't want to make it and stuff, but it's all sounding a bit weird.
Can I apply like my own real life scenario? So I have a really, really, really good friend. I won't say their name because I don't know if they want to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
But that person and I have been really close for over a decade.
Wow.
Really special friend. We met at work and when we were in the trenches of graduate job struggling, and we were there for each other. You know, we'd go for a prep and talk about our hopes and dreams of when we finally get all the graduate experience to like progress our career. And here we are, however many years later, we're both doing well for ourselves and our friendship has just blossomed and grown. They now have a partner. So I can say that this friend is a male. We're really, really good friends. He gets on with my husband and now he's met someone. We kind of met like a year apart. So I met my husband first. Then the following year, he met his wife. And we were like, you know, laughing and joking and celebrating about the fact that we've met people. Our careers have gone forward and we just hang out and we have a good time. But because his wife is also a woman like myself, we have certain things in common, so naturally our relationship has progressed. And he actually made a joke. He was like, oh, you call my wife before you call me now, when we, like, for example, we're meeting up for dinner and if we're running behind, before I would call him, but now I might call his wife, like, oh girl, I'm still doing my hair, or I still need to finish my makeup, whatever it is, and I'll let her know, so we'll be about 20 minutes late. So we have inadvertently excluded him from like the group, but he equally has made friends with my husband. So we've almost done, because, you know, certain things you have things in common with, like her and I would go shopping together. Her and I would talk about fashion together. We'd talk about being women in corporate work settings that maybe he doesn't understand. And even though he's a friend and he's very supportive and he's very so like forward thinking in his way of like how women are treated in the workplace and stuff like that, he's still not a woman. So when I go through certain things, he doesn't understand. So I might turn to his wife before I turn to him.
Yeah.
And it's not that I love him any less, and it's not that he's not a good friend of mine, but the dynamics have slightly changed, not through malice. So if Mel, for example, if Yvette lives far from the friendship circle and they just happen to bump into each other, like, you know, like I used the example at the start of the dilemma of they live really close, so they stop and go for a coffee, and naturally they start talking about, oh, I've been stressed at work, I'd love to do a spa. Oh, me too. Do you know what? I'm going to research it and I'm going to book it. You let such and such know, or such and such might have been there, so it might have been three or four of you who've bumped into each other and had, but how you handle that afterwards will show if it was a genuine, like, I'm getting to know them and I'm also developing a relationship with them, or whether it was done maliciously, like, I'm gonna steal your friends, ha ha ha. Like,
yeah, it's so a tough one. To me it seems like that, I don't feel like there's malice. I think it's just lack of self-awareness and just sort of reading the situation and just being a bit diplomatic about the situation. Do you get what I mean? No, because it's like literally Yvette's friend is telling her, yeah, we're doing a spa day. Oh, I don't think you're invited, or however it came out.
And maybe the friend could even be misinterpreting it, right? Because she's probably sitting there thinking, well, I'm Yvette's friend and you're inviting all of us to this spa, and Yvette's not here and she's not in the know. So I'm going to tell Yvette that you didn't invite her. Because sometimes when you have a third party involved in those types of situations, they might mean no harm, but them feeding back that information could be inadvertently stirring the pot.
When it's not really like that. We just pray this spa day was for you. And it's all meant to be a surprise. No, seriously, because I'm still... Because the fact that she said, look, this is something she would love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But honestly, like, there's a few things that you mentioned that got me thinking. You were very much like, should I leave it? Should I just not say anything? Or if I say something, it might go wrong. She might turn things around on me. And I'm wondering whether your friendship dynamic is one of eggshells, tiptoeing and avoidance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, yeah, why would it be something negative? Because you could quite easily say to her, hey, Mel, like, just to let you know, I was feeling a little bit left out. Like, I'd love to do the spa. I'd like to do a spa. And I'm just wondering how comes you went to my friends before you would even ask me? Because you and I are friends. You don't even know them that well. It's you and I that had the bond and you know them through me. So I would have liked to have been asked first and then extend the invite to the wider group. Yeah. And then she might then explain herself. And if her explanation is a bit iffy, or if she does flip things around on you and becomes negative, then that gives you your answer, right? That she is doing it in malice and she is maybe a bit jealous of the friends that you have and she wants it for herself. Mm. Or the other side could be that, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just so happened to have spoken to such and such. I replied to the person who told you's Instagram story and said, girl, you look good. And then we ended up talking about spa and I said, I'll spread the word. And she's spoken to you and realized you didn't know and misinterpreted it that I didn't invite you. But I think get clarity from her, hear it from the horse's mouth. And then also question your friends and say, how comes this was the only person that came to me and told me? How many friends are involved? Is it just one other or is it a group? Then you start questioning the dynamics of your friendship, because then there's a pattern emerging here that both sides, Mel and the group of friends, are excluding you from activities.
Definitely. So I don't think you're wrong for feeling the way you're feeling. And just be honest with your group of friends and with Mel and say, look, this is how it looks. It may not be like that, but this is how it looks and this is how it's making me feel. Like, please do not do the whole thing of I'm just not going to say anything and hope for the best. I think definitely communicate, because again, they may not know that they're leaving you out.
Yeah,
there's so many things. Like, just like communicate it, then if they're like, yeah, we're leaving you out, then you can take action. But until you got a solid answer or solid understanding of what's going on, just have that conversation. Don't assume the worst.
No, I agree. I don't think she's wrong for how she's feeling, but at the same time, like, sometimes, you know, we've all been in situations where you have this strong adverse feeling towards something and then you start building up a negative perception or negative feeling. Mm. When you actually sit down and have a conversation with the person, it wasn't malicious and it wasn't negative. So you've built up all these negative emotions towards a situation that you don't have the full scope on.
Yeah, but it still looks bad. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not saying it doesn't look bad, but get clarity and then say to them, in future, so that this doesn't happen again, I would just like to be included, because at the end of the day, you guys are all my friends. I have a special bond with you guys. And the way I look at friendships is like, you know, like, whether you're in a relationship or not, right, your friends are there to make an account of your life. That's what friends are there. You have memories with them. You go through hardships with them. You go through breakups with them. You go through makeups with them. You go through, I'm dating a new guy. You go through, I've started a new job. They are there, like, keeping a record of your life.
Yeah.
You're keeping a record of your life in love.
Yeah.
They love you. You love them. So when you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm being cut out, you're not making a record of their lives and they're not making a record of your life, but they've gone to somebody else who was part of that process for you, who was special to you, and have connected and then making their own memories. So the feeling is extremely valid, and you want to be a part of your friends' journey. You want to be a part of your friends' life. You don't want to be sidelined because you love them and you've already been through a journey to even call each other friends.
Yeah.
So to exclude each other, I think, or to start excluding each other from each other's, like, lives like that, it can be hurtful. So make your feelings clear. But if they're not doing it from a bad place, then you get clarity on that. If the answer you get is iffy, 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 then you start questioning certain friendships, whether it's Mel or your friendship circle or both. Everyone's true character will be revealed, whether they're genuinely your friends or not.
I think the reality of growing up and maturing is sometimes accepting, like what you said, is you can't really control people's actions. Like, you can't be like, these are my friends and
they're mine, know, mine, yeah. mine.
Because I know people, because of that one reason, they don't mix friendship groups. They yeah. don't mix. Do you get what I mean? Because of that fear of like taking friends. But like you said about that whole, that it's a shared community, like share your community. But yeah. as long as you're not being left out, as long as it doesn't make you feel bad, like just be open to sharing. But like we said, just have that conversation and then take it from there.
Yeah. yeah. And also, sharing is caring. When you share, you might also receive. Your other friends might also then introduce other friends to you. Yeah. And that continues to grow. And, you know, you want to have your core friends.
Yeah.
Like I have my core friends, right? I would consider my best friends from school and Daisy my core friends. But then I've developed other friendships that are also now part of my core friends. I mentioned the friend that I met at work. That is a core friend. Like, yeah. to me, you guys are like the aunties and uncles of my children. So that is my core friends. But through them, I've made other friends as well. Like, I've made friends that we also go out to dinner with, that we hang out with. They're not my core friends, but they're also friends that I deem special, because you do different things with different types of friends. Like, I've got such a mixed bag of friends that we do all very different things together when we hang out. But the fact that I'm able to share in those friendships has meant that I've gained other friends from other circles and completely different walks of life as well. So don't look at it as a purely negative thing, but at the same time, everyone should respect your feelings, because for all intents and purposes, they would not have connected but for you.
Yeah.
So set that boundaries and make your feelings clear. Also, it's very unhealthy to not say anything because you don't want to ruffle feathers. I have been guilty of that many times. And everyone goes on with their lives. And but you and there stewing, lamenting in those feelings because you never address them. So it's important to tell people how you genuinely feel.
Yeah, so all the best, Yvette.
We don't even know your name.
Your name is far from that. Like, wish you all the best with this dilemma, and I know you'll get through it. Just communicate and take it from there. So we've come to the end.
Yes,
we have come to the end. Thank you so much, Soundbar,
and thank you for having me,
for coming onto the Unfriended podcast.
I've enjoyed myself.
And closing this season out, we're at the end of season one. Wow, it's been a journey, and I hope you've all enjoyed this podcast. Thank you once again for tuning in, and if you have enjoyed this season, please show us some love. Please like, comment, and subscribe to this channel. And yeah, we want to get ready for season two now. So if you do have a dilemma that you'd like for us to discuss on the next season, please email your dilemma to theunfriended.pod@gmail.com. And to stay connected while we take a break between season one and season two, and for any other friendship breakup content, please follow me on Instagram @love_MissDaisy and also @theunfriended.pod. Thank you once again for joining me on this journey, sending lots of love, and I will see you in season two. Bye.